Shalom, everyone. Today's date is July 1st, 2006. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, Sat songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups, Interfaith Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Calling Elect. I hope that all of you have gone to our website for last month and study our teachings and became familiar with them. The whole idea of this room, of course, is to reach out and found the elects. Therefore, many will call, few will be chosen. We are calling for 144,000 elects from 6 billion people on earth. Therefore, it is actually a drop in a bucket. Mission, of course, marches ahead with its projects and work and will not stop for any event or any reason. We indeed have a new version of Though published and bounded and is ready to go out. There are around 4 or 5 pages added to the book. It is available now, if you know anybody wants to check it out. And also we will have a new e-commerce professionally done, which will be available probably by end of the next week. So you can go ahead and check that new interface and the way it has been set up. And if you have any problem with it or you find something that is not working correctly, it is in kind of a beta estate, so you can let us know that we can correct any problem there is. Our Turkish website is available now for people in that language, and our contact also received a spiritual name. His name is Yunus. It's the root of the unity in Latin. So Yunus means unity. Actually, there is a similar name in Arabic, also Yunus, which is very close to the same name. So there are many other things happening in the mission, and indeed, this is the revelation that God has sent to humanity for the peace and unity. All the religions are unified, and God promised that there will be a revelation at the end time, and no other revelation or vision will be explaining the whole truth until the end time. And indeed, we are in the end time. When he gave the vision to Daniel, he said, "Do not reveal it, because the whole truth or those visions will not be revealed to humanity until the end time." And of course, in the Revelation also, God clearly says the whole truth will come at the end time when the seven angel comes. Book with the seven seal will be opened. Therefore, now it is accomplished and God has indeed fulfilled his promise of coming of this revelation. Therefore, no other revelation or religion can claim to have the whole truth, because 1400 years ago was not the end time, 2000 years ago was not the end time, and God clearly explained in his revelations that this will come at the end time. Indeed, when the people in the fifth seal cried to God when his justice will come, he said shortly after, and Baha'i teaching or the fifth seal was 200 years ago, shortly after is around 200 years later. Therefore, shortly for God is 200 years, for human it's a long time. But all the signs and truth and scriptures are pointing to a revelation which come at the end time that reveals the whole truth, and that is when the tribulation will start, and we are in that point. Therefore, all other religions and all the people have their own ideas, or they think they have a revelation or understanding of the work of God, do not have the whole picture and the truth until they see the revelation of the seventh angel is revealed to them and explained to them what God was doing all this time for last 12,000 years. In our teaching, the work of God is explained, the creation and history is been revealed, the meaning of our religion have been given to humanity, the name of God have been revealed to man again, and therefore humanity have to drop their own understanding and religions and dogmas and come and see the truth that God said will come at this end time. And of course, this mission is way ahead of humanity. They are not ready for such a revelation. They are still hanging into their dogmas, religions, nationality, genders, political systems, and any ideas individually or collectively they have. If they come together and see this vision and succumb to the will of God, the peace will come tomorrow. But if they hang into their own understanding and the system is based on ego and separation, they have no choice to make the same mistakes they have been doing for the last 12,000 years of wars, destruction, disunity, and separation. So this is indeed the revelation of the peace and have come to humanity to call them to drop all those separating ideas and go beyond anything that ego-related and become free to God. Indeed, those who are attached to a specific place on earth, any gender, any religion, any political system, or any small understanding, none of them will exist in a million years. They are absolutely cut into moment and in this little time that they have in this lifetime, and they are attached to the things that really does not matter in the long time. The most beautiful buildings, the greatest nation, the wonderful things that we are attached to, they all will be destroyed and will not be here in a million years, but you will. Therefore, humanity have to recognize that they are cut into Maya, and therefore they are attached to the things that are not permanent. The only thing which is permanent is God, and God is everything. So we have to shatter all narrowness of the mind and free ourselves to understanding of the unity of all things based on God. With this, we create more humanities who are free of all the bondages that have been put on them, and they will become an elect, a child of God, Indeed, they recognize the essence of God in every man, woman, and child, and with respect and understanding will treat each other as a part of God. Peace will come only by shattering all these man-made, earthly, ego-related things that we are all have taught to cherish and believe and defend and die for. But in reality, in a higher level in God, there is no such a separative ideas. These are all made by man to separate human from human. Indeed, as Bible says, they've all had one language and they were one once. But of course, they used that unity for their lower nature, and that is why God confused them and they had different languages. They did not have telepathic ability anymore, therefore they become separated from each other. Illusion of ego and Maya and this external world is indeed very powerful, and we forget about these teachings and the truth easily. We fall into the world easily, and therefore we forget what is godly. We have a question. Human says, why is the first step the Chinese yin and yang? Well, the first step is the awakening of the Shula forces. This universe have two polarity, up and down, male and female, right and left, cold and hot, good and bad. The reason there is good is because of sattva guna, because of the power of the sentient force, which direct us to a higher consciousness and higher level. And there is bad because there is tamaguna, which crucifies the mind and make us to fall to our lower nature. And what activates either of them is the energy. Therefore, you can see that blue part of the I Ching is related to tamaguna, or purifying force. The white part is related to the sattva guna, which is the sentient force or sattva guna. And the center, the red dot, is the energy which activates these propensities. Therefore, the first step in awakening your spiritual forces is to recognize the effect of these forces on you. How when you eat a lot of meat and drink a lot of alcohol and things that crucifies your mind, you forget God and you go more toward the external world and ungodly things. When you eat a lot of sentient food and vegetable and fruit, you prevent your body from getting intoxicated with drugs, smoke, alcohol, and the things that crucifies the mind, the more easier it becomes to meditate and therefore know thyself in a greater degree. The I Ching is the symbol of knowing these forces and becoming aware of our physical, the effect of the forces, the physical body, mental state, and spiritual progress. And that is why that symbol is been chosen for awakening of spiritual forces. And indeed, it's not a Chinese symbol. It is a symbol that's been used in many cultures and is from God. It is the movement of the Kundalini rising or being crucified. Of course, as you can see, eventually that become the Lotostika, which is the awakened spiritual forces in man. And that is when you no longer are bound with the forces in this external world, but you are free to follow God's way and your will, and God's will become one. So none of our symbol is related to a specific religion. It is our understanding that I Ching is related to Chinese teaching, because China and Tibetan and probably Japanese use a lot of I Ching symbols to explain their teachings and Zen and all that. But in truth, that is a part of awakening spiritual forces and the greatest sign. The symbols and greatest signs were separated and given to different cultures, and each culture took a part of it and say, I found the truth. But in reality, as we know in these teachings, nobody has the whole truth until you know the greatest sign. Now all these symbols which have been separated, and each group and nation or people taken a part of it and said, oh, we find the truth is being put together, and says, no, you each have a part of the truth. Now, if you want to see the whole picture, this is the whole picture. The whole truth is the greatest sign, the teaching of the seventh angel. So we can see again that this is another way to unify all nations and religions on earth, by making them understand that this symbol is a part of a greater truth which was on earth before 12,000 years ago, and then it was separated and given to different parts of the world, and now the puzzle has been put back together and revealed to humanity. Again, if this nation sees that, they understand their symbols and what they have been used, it wasn't really theirs, but it's been entrusted to them to keep them for a while, and now they can see the whole picture. Human is asking, what will you achieve by taking all the symbols and looking for one God? Well, that is the revelation and the achievement that God has been trying to give to humanity. If you read and understand our teachings, in the beginning, the whole thing was in the equilibrium position, and there was no mind and no separation between any part of God. And as the Bible starts very clearly with there was darkness in the deep, he doesn't start with light or God was in control or everything was okay. It starts with darkness, which was on the deep. And that darkness was the reason for God moved and brought that darkness under control. That darkness, of course, according to our teaching, was a part of the universe went out of equilibrium, and the forces were released, and therefore the three parts of the ego, I know, I do, and I have done, or memory, was created. And therefore, God created this universe to turn man around, make them to be baptized, and go back to him. Therefore, he had a plan, and he created many levels of consciousness and progress till 12,000 years ago, that he said, my spirit will not strive with man anymore. So he hid himself from man and closed the third eye of man and gave the two eyes that we have, and we look outside of ourselves and we think that is the truth, and this external world is the reality. But indeed, it is not. It is a temporary state of creation. The truth and the permanent state of God is a state of equilibrium beyond mind. There is no I know, there is no I do, or there is no I have done, but just knowingness. A state of undescribable with intellect and mind, and that is the goal of this creation, to return back to that state, which we call it divine pure consciousness, or many religions have called it many things, become one with God, nirvana, going back to heaven, or whatever they have called it. Then God promised last 12,000 years that prophets will come and seven revelations will come to humanity, and at the end time, the last revelation will be revealed and unify everything together and teach man that they should use their understanding, their spiritual powers, their life, the goal of their life is to return to God, to become divine. So this revelation and coming of this unity and putting all these symbols together is being decided 12,000 years ago. This is not something I one day sat and say, well, I'm going to put it all this together and say there's only one God. No, God has already decided 12,000 years ago that he will do this, and after 12,000 years, he will reveal this to humanity as he has. Therefore, there is a goal for this creation. The reason for this creation is to help man to turn around, be baptized, and go to God. If anybody on earth or on this life does not realize this goal, and pursuing any other goal, they are not really following the essence, the dharma, the reason for this creation, and therefore they will fall. Now, this revelation which has been prophesied to come has come, explained exactly what our religions were for and why God sent all of them, and is calling to man to come and see and join and bring the golden age or the great period of understanding God in deeper level to humanity. There is no separation between religion. There is no separation between men and the rest of humanity. All have the essence of God in them. Therefore, we can see the unification of religion known by God from the very beginning, 12,000 years ago, and even knew by human then. And now it's revealed to them. Human asking, hence they have followed their symbols and followed a God related to their symbols. It is all these symbols that have created war for thousands of years. Yeah, well, that is why now humanity have to recognize that they have been fighting each other because they didn't know the whole truth. Because they follow their ego, because they're attached to the specific part of the universe, because they are attracted to Maya and they think they can dominate each other and create a better life for themselves, and therefore they conquer each other, they politicalize the earth and create all the problems we have on earth. Our answer to that problem is reach out to the space. There are enough resources for everybody to have the highest standard of living. The only thing humans have to do to recognize that they are not trapped on this earth alone, and therefore they don't have to scratch each other's face for resources which are limited, and also the resources that God has made to elements that have been polluting earth before the creation of man and put them as minerals and coal and oil, and now we're burning them up and releasing all this thing back to earth. Now is the time humanity recognize their way is not correct. They can reach to the stars, and there are enough resources for everybody in the star, and even they can process the minerals and the things they need to use in planets which are uninhabited, and therefore they don't have to pollute the earth. And also, if they come to the realization that there are sciences that does not have the byproducts as conventional science, they can even create a greater degree of a standard of living for everybody. Therefore, humanity is the brink of great realization, and more people are realizing that they are destroying the earth. We cannot destroy something that we are living, and we still don't have the ability to leave it and go somewhere else. Therefore, all humanity have to be concerned about what we are doing to earth and recognize and realize that God has created every creature that is on earth for a specific purpose. For instance, God said don't eat unclean animals, because God created unclean animals to keep the earth clean. So when we eat the planktons or the things that are there to clean the water. We are taking the garbage collectors out of business, and we pollute the earth in a greater degree. So humanity is not listening to God and the way God said the things he said to man. He didn't say that to prevent us from eating crab or catfish. He said them for a specific reason, and that's why we have to listen why he said the way he said it. Well, we can see, indeed, this is the time for humanity to listen to God, to listen for the reason thing has been created, and understand that what he said is good for us. It's not that he wanted to prevent us from doing something, but what is good. Okay, we go ahead and let Shirin ask her question. Go ahead.
Hello, Maitreya. We had a guest in the room last night who's not online right now. And his question was, he understood from studying the teaching that the symbol of water in baptism was to go from the lower self to the higher self. And his question was, what did the baptism by fire mean?
In order to purify the water, what do we do? If we boil the water, we can get the impurities out of the water, and we can make the purified water. Therefore, the trial in life and the trial in the spiritual path, which come to the people who really want to go to God, is the fire of purification that come to the water of consciousness to evaporate them and take the impurity out of that. And therefore, after we went through boiling in those situations, and sometimes even feeling that our situation got worse than it used to be, we eventually purify ourselves to a greater degree. For fire is the tribulation, is problems, is the things that we think that are awful things are happening to us. But if we stay still and meditate on the word and put them in the word, see why they are happening, we can purify ourselves in a greater degree and therefore progress to a higher level. Therefore, fire is the purifying experience in human life, in a spiritual progress. Therefore, not only we are baptized with the water, that does not mean we are already purified. The water indeed is awakened, but it is not completely purified yet. We go through that tribulations and the fire, and we end up with purified consciousness and higher level of consciousness and higher self. Therefore, being baptized, we turn around toward God, but we are not there yet. We have to walk the path to go back to God. If you are far too into the world and another person is less into the world, when you both turn around, who has the longest way back to God? The one is much farther into the world. And that person, of course, have to go through more fire to reach back to God than a person that it is less in the world and turns around and is pretty close to God. Therefore, the baptism with fire starts after baptism with water. When you get initiated with the word, you turn around. You say, I want to go to God. I want to accept the will of God. I want to accept this revelation as the last revelation of God. I wanted to understand it. I wanted to be with it. I want to be baptized with consciousness. And therefore, by turning around, you will be baptized. But that is not the end of it. You just start going toward God. And the fire, of course, comes. You get confused. You get unhappy. Problems start piling up against you. And that's when the word and initiation comes in. If you really learn how to go to that stillness, you will not react to the situation. You stay in the stillness, you put the situation in that stillness, and you see clearly your way out of it, out of tribulation, out of the problems, without compromising God. A lot of people take the shortest path, and they compromise their purity, and therefore they react toward the situations. But instead of reacting, if you put it in that stillness, you act according to the will of God, and you eventually purify the situation to the point that you are free to pursue your path back to God. Therefore, purification or baptism with fire is the process of evaporating the consciousness, recognizing the stillness, putting your situation and tribulation in that state, and progressing toward purifying yourself and those around you. The way is shown to you to go back. The way is shown to everybody to go back. The name of God has been given to you to meditate on, to go to that stillness within and oneness with God. But it is you who have to meditate, who have to recognize that stillness, and realize that the goal of your life is to become divine. You have been called for a reason. You have come to this earth for a purpose, and that purpose is to become divine and make other people divine also. How you can do that? By following the eternal divine path, creation of the communities of light, sacrificing, surrendering submission to the will of God, expansion of the mind to become universalist, and become an elect. And therefore, all the ways are given for humanity to turn around and be baptized and become one, bring peace and unity. And that, of course, is not an easy job. A lot of tribulation, ups and downs will come to everyone. And that is the fire of purification. So we accept those things as purifying process. I hope that answers your question. Human is asking, war will always be as long as there is a religion. No, not necessarily. If there is a religion that unifies all religions and shows how God sent all of them, and God also promised his kingdom will come. Of course, he didn't say it's going to come tomorrow. There's going to be a tribulation. There's going to be a falling of the Babylon the Great. There is going to be great struggle between humanity. We are way for peace, for humanity to understand there is only one God. The essence of God is every man and woman and child. We have to start treating each other of the children of God, of the essence of God, no matter where they are, who they are, how they are the essence of God. It's an educational system. Right now, we do not treat each other that way. We do not see the essence of God in every man, woman, and child. We are still attached to the things on this external world. This is the beginning of a great education for humanity and a great tribulation to learn their lessons. Indeed, they are going through the fire and will be baptized with the baptism of fire. According to God, none of these wars and struggles will succeed. At the end, they will recognize and realize they have no choice but to recognize this truth, to know that God indeed said there is going to be seven revelation. God indeed said there is going to be seven religion. Each have a message. This is the call to humanity to come, become unified, to understand the way of God. As I said, it is way, way ahead of humanity. Even those who are attracted to this, they still are very much got caught with their own little lives and cannot get away from it to come, to join, to help, to reach out and teach other people to loosen themselves from
the illusion of external world. Therefore, it's okay. God said this revelation and this lifetime will be the life of the thief of the night. That means we come very quietly and we reveal this thing to very few people, and they will take it and go, and next lifetime will come the time of implementation and reaching out in a greater degree, because humanity will be readier then. They're not ready. Humanity is not ready for this message whatsoever. Jews and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists, all of them are equal? Oh no, it's impossible. We are the chosen people. We are the only way. We have the last word. Each of them are in this delusion that they are superior to other people, other religions. But to God, there is no such a thing as superior or inferior, because they are a part of Him. They are all a part of God, and that is what they do not want to understand. They do not understand, and that's why there is wars and destruction. So it's not a religion that has created wars and destruction. It's the dogmas. It is the misunderstanding of the religion, not knowing the whole truth, not seeing the whole picture, not seeing the symbol of all religions and humanity in one place in the greatest sign, and recognizing that all the prophets have come from the same God. God said, seal the happening at the end time to even great prophets like Daniel. He did promise that the whole truth will be revealed at this time, that his kingdom will come and the peace will prevail on earth. So all these things have been promised, and whatever God promised, he has fulfilled them. Therefore, he will fulfill this one also. That's why we have to put our trust on God and his words and revelation, because he said he will going to do it, and he will. Doesn't matter what the world looks like. Of course, the world looks terrible, and it's getting worse every day. But we have to stay beyond the fray and recognize that there is a promise, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know this revelation, you know there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Therefore, you work for the escape to that light instead of being cut into the darkness of the cave. For we have to keep our eyes to the prize, which is the coming of the kingdom, and his will be done. But we have to preach this truth. We have to reach out. We have to teach humanity. We have to make them recognize this wonderful thing that God said will send, and he has. At the end, more and more people will hear these words, will hear this truth, will come together, create a community of light, will become brothers and sisters, will not be enemies any longer, but see the essence of God in each other. And if there are some cultural differences there, eventually they will level off and they become more in balance. Indeed, the West and East have gone too far in two different directions, and they have to be pulled together to come to the center to create the equilibrium on Earth as it truly needs to do that. So we can see again, indeed, religions have nothing to do with the wars. It is ego, it is dogmas, it's separation that created by man, not by God, not by prophets, not by religions, but by humanity. And this revelation, of course, clears them up, clears all of them, and show them that the way out is the Word of God. Human asking, so why is there so much poverty and disease and such? As Gandhi clearly said, there is enough for everybody's need, but there is not enough for everybody's greed. If we have a glass of water and there are two people have to drink water, if they share, each can have half, and their thirst will be quenched to a point equally. But if one of them drink for a fifth of the glass and leave the other person only one fifth, one of them probably is not thirsty. The other one is not receiving enough water to quench their thirst. Of course, we are not preaching here to take from those who have and give it to those who do not have completely. We are preaching in this lifetime and in this revelation, share. Sharing is the beginning of the equilibrium on earth. It will bring a greater unity to humanity, and by teaching, of course, the religion's fever and fervor will be cooled down, and they would realize that indeed God promised all religions are equal, and now He has proven they are. And then, of course, we also preach that go and reach to a space and bring more resources to humanity, create scientific discoveries and technologies that don't have the byproduct of the pollutions that we have now. And eventually humanity will reach a point they will not have such a gap between humans and humans, and therefore they can live with each other, and their culture also will be more equal and equilibriumed, and therefore their unity will be accelerated. This teaching is concentrated toward bringing the peace and unity and the kingdom of God on earth. Indeed, I just wrote an essay on the Western values, Eastern values, and God's values. That will be released pretty soon. Maybe it will be even posted in the next show and be put on the website. So we can see there are different values in West, there are different values in East. Each of them cannot come close to each other. That's one of the reasons for tension on earth at this time. But there is a value which comes from God. If all of us accept those values, our cultures also will become closer to each other, and we will not have such a gap between us. And therefore, by sharing, by reaching to a space, we will not have poverty. And by meditation and realizing how we can heal ourselves with better sanitation, good nutrition and food, and better environment, we will not have as much disease, and eventually, hopefully, we can eliminate all of them. If we eliminate all of the disease, of course, our population is going to be exploded to a number that we have to reach to space. We have to go to other places and make them livable for humanity. So it is not that we are completely being imprisoned on earth, but we have now the option to make Mars a place to live, or Moon a kind of a springboard to go to other places on the space. So God has been good to humanity to show them it is possible. Yeah. 50 years ago, if somebody would said, what we're going to do, population is increasing, there's not enough resources, but God has opened the space for humanity and tell them there's infinite possibility. And now even they have recognizing life can be found in other planets, even to the worst places that nobody thought life can evolve, has evolved. Of course, it's no surprise to us and in our teaching, because we say life exists everywhere. God is everything. And therefore, when environment are evolved to a point that is conducive to the life, it will evolve. It will spring up. Therefore, humanity can evolve to go to other planets and create environment to live there. We don't have to be earthbound, and we have enough resources out there to create a much greater standard of living for everybody. We can overcome disease, and all things are happening again because of the narrowness of human mind and not seeing the greater potential that they have. If we can create an environment that physiological and safety need of every man and woman and child is being provided, if we can create educational system that every man and child can take advantage of, if we can bring everybody to their full potential, how many minds are vested in Africa? How many minds are vested in the third world countries? How many minds even vested in the prosperous nations? So we have to create an environment that every child have the ability to manifest their full potential. And as they do that, the science, the discoveries, everything on Earth will gonna multiply in human achievements. But we have to stop this madness that is on Earth, this separation, these destructive forces, this greed, this political maneuvering, and the things that is happening on Earth. The more people say no to this, the more politicians will listen to them, because the power really is at the hand of the people. And that's exactly this revelation and our system gives back to the people. People in the Communist of Light decide their leaders who are good people and base their decision on these teachings and realization. Therefore, yes, you are right. It is a mess on Earth. It is a destructive forces that has been released, and they're not going to stop until they reach a point that those people who are good people recognize they have to do something about it. They can't just separate themselves by religions and nationality and ego separation, but they have to come together. That's the problem with good people. Good people say, I've God, I don't need anybody. The bad people say, we don't have anybody, we just have each other. Now the good people also have to say, no, not only we have God, but also there is a power in number, and the number is the hand of God. So they have to come and become the Communist of Light. They have to become a channel for God and His realization. They have to teach humanity this expanding and expanded teaching and recognition of each person as the essence of God, to realize that they have to treat each other as a part of God, not with their lower nature of separation. So we need a lot of teachers. We need a lot of Communists of Light. We need a lot of people to truly recognize these teachings in the deepest level and teach to others and reach out. Eventually we can create an Earth that is peaceful, is based on the Word of God, is equal, it's more tolerable, reaches out to the space, and the resources will not be limited to what we have on Earth, but what we have in the whole universe, which is infinite. And at the same time, the goal of all this endeavor and achievement is to become divine, to know thyself, to awaken your spiritual forces, to know what affects you, what is that make you fall to your lower nature, yin and yang, what is good, what is not good, and how to avoid the things that are not good, or even become so strong, even in the middle of no good, you stay above the fray and lower nature. Then become a leader, become a person that can attract other people, come together and create Communist of Light. Then sacrifice and show others also to share and sacrifice and know the will of God for you, and expand your mind to become universalist. Such are elects. If all these Communists of Light and all these people are focused on one center, they will become a circle. Circle is the tightest shape in the universe. If the center of the circle become two, it become oval. It no longer is as tight. That's why the circle is the sign representing God. God as the center of the focus, and the rest are evolved around Him. And since God doesn't have a center and is beyond any manifestation, that is the job of the prophet or Messiah, to become the center of the focus and create the godly circle on Earth. Therefore, if we see the truth, the power, the wonderful way that God has been given to us and to humanity, then we should be in fire. We should say, I have found it. Indeed, God has revealed to me the highest truth ever came to earth. I indeed have found the ultimate truth and revelation of God. And that's what God promised that he would send, and he has done it. Therefore, first he exists. People say, prove to me God exists. Here it is. He promised many things through history. He fulfilled them. He promised this revelation come. It has. It reveals so many truths that humanity can work with and become unified and create peace on earth. Then what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for the economy to collapse? War come like a flame that flames all over the earth? God created an environment that we don't have any choice? And we recognize and realize that indeed these are created to push us to the point of creation of the communities of light and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we say, well, the sooner we come together, the sooner we start, the sooner we can bring the kingdom. Maybe we can even prevent some of the tribulation that is coming to earth. But of course, I'm not going to hold my breath to this happen, because God already said that tribulation will come, the destruction will come, because humanity is not listening. That's why. If they have listened, God didn't have to create the 12,000 years of history and flood and what happened to humanity for that period. It is very much understood that the message is much stronger for human ego to completely assimilate and go for it. That's why most religion have become a religion of feel good and make people to feel good going to those religions. But this is calling for action, coming together, creation of the communities of light, knowing yourself, facing yourself. That's the greatest battle a human can face. Face yourself and see yourself truthfully. Then you start the first step. Then you say, yeah, I'm really avoiding to create communities of light. I'm really resisting the call. I'm really not listening to God. And that's a hard thing for a lot of to do. And then you have to go to community sacrifice and surrender, submit to the will of God and shatter all norms of mind. So we are calling humanity to go against human nature. Because human nature wants to do whatever it wants to do. It doesn't want to face itself. It has a hard time have a community and live with other people. It's easier to live with oneself and feeling that we are great. Sacrifice is not in their vocabulary. And surrender and submit to God instead of having our own ideas and opinions and religions and dogmas. And shatter all orders of mind, go beyond any attachment to this external world. So indeed, elects are a very specific breed of human, and they are few of them. So if you want to be an elect, then you have to follow eternal divine path, see yourself clearly, create community of light, sacrifice, surrender, submit to God, become universalist, then use that energy to teach humanity to create peace, prosperity, unity. But your reward indeed is great in heaven with God. Again, we are at the end of our time. Go to the website, listen to the satsangs, realize the eternal divine path, realize you have been called for a great purpose based on the prophecies and the word of God and the promises God gave that this will come at this time, and it has, and overcome the ego and become an elect. Then you will be our brothers and sisters, and we can work together toward bringing his kingdom, teaching humanity to stop this madness. Maybe, just maybe, we can make the tribulation more tolerable. Shalom, everyone. Have a good month. again, a study, become one with God and His teachings. See you guys next month. Salut.